Then the high priest asked Stephen, "Are these accusations true?" Stephen replied, "My brothers and fathers, listen to me. Allah Most Glorious appeared to our father Ibrahim when he was in Mesopotamia before he lived in Haran and told him, 'Leave your land and your relatives, and go out to the land that I will show you.' So he left the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Haran, and after his father died, Allah relocated him from there to this land that you dwell in now. He did not give him a share of land in it, not even a square foot. However, he promised him that it would belong to him and his descendants after him, even though he had no children at that time. Allah told him, 'Your descendants will be strangers in a foreign land for 400 years, and they will be enslaved and oppressed. But I will punish the nation that enslaves them, and after that they will come out of that country and worship me here in this place.' Then Allah gave Ibrahim the covenant of circumcision. In accordance with this covenant, when his son Ishaq was born, he circumcised him on the 8th day. Then Ishaq circumcised his son Yaqub, and Yaqub also circumcised his sons, namely our 12 patriarchs. The patriarchs envied Yusuf and sold him as a slave to Egypt, but Allah was with him and rescued him from all his calamities. He gave him wisdom and caused Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to be pleased with him. So he appointed him governor over Egypt and over his entire palace. But a famine occurred in all of Egypt and Canaan, and the people suffered greatly. Our forefathers needed food. So when Yaqub heard that there was wheat in Egypt, he sent our forefathers there for the first time. On the second visit, Yusuf made himself known to them, and Pharaoh heard of Yusuf's family. Then Yusuf sent word and summoned his father Yaqub and all of his household, they were 75 persons. Then Yaqub went down to Egypt, and he died there, he and our forefathers. They were transported to Shechem and buried in the tomb which Ibrahim had bought from the sons of Hamor in Shechem for a sum of money. As the time drew near for Allah to fulfill his promise that he had given to Ibrahim, our people in Egypt were increasing and growing in number. But then another king arose over Egypt who knew nothing about Yusuf. He defrauded our people, oppressed our forefathers, and forced them to leave their infants outside of the house so they would die. At that time Musa was born, and he was a very beautiful baby. He was raised for 3 months in his father's house. When his family gave him up, Pharaoh's daughter took him and raised him as her son. Musa was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he became great in his words and deeds. When he was 40 years old, it crossed his mind to visit his brothers, the children of Israel. He saw an Egyptian abusing one of them, so he defended the victim and avenged him, killing the Egyptian. He assumed that his brothers would understand that Allah was using him in this way to rescue them, but they didn't understand. The next day he came across two of them quarreling. He tried to reconcile them, saying, "You are brothers. Why is one of you abusing the other?" But the one who was abusing the other pushed Musa aside and said to him, "Who made you a ruler and judge over us? Do you want to kill me, just as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?" When Musa heard this, he fled to the land of Midian and lived there as a foreigner. There he had 2 sons. After 40 years, an angel appeared to him in a flame of fire in a thorn bush. This was in the desert of Mount Sinai. Musa was amazed at the sight and came closer to observe. Then he heard the voice of Allah say to him, "I am the God of your forefathers, the God of Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Yaqub." Musa was frightened and did not dare to look. Then Allah said to him, "Take off your sandals, because the place where you are standing is holy ground. I have seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I have heard their groans and have come down to rescue them. Now come, for I am sending you to Egypt." This Musa, whom they rejected, saying, "Who made you a ruler and judge over us?" is the one Allah sent, through the angel who appeared to him in the thorn bush, to be their ruler and savior. He is the one who took them out of Egypt by working wonders and miraculous signs in Egypt and at the Red Sea and for 40 years in the desert. This Musa is the one who told the children of Israel, Allah will send you, from among your own people, a prophet like me. And he is the one who was with the assembly of people in the wilderness, a mediator between the angel who spoke to him at Mount Sinai and our forefathers. He received life-giving words and gave them to us. But our forefathers refused to obey Musa and did not accept him, instead they returned in their hearts to Egypt. They told Harun, make us gods to lead us in our walk, because Musa, this person who brought us out of Egypt, we do not know what has happened to him. At that time, they made an idol that resembled a calf, and they offered sacrifices to it and rejoiced in something that they had made with their own hands. But Allah abandoned them and gave them over to worship the stars of the sky, as the inspired text says in the book of the prophets, you children of Israel, did you offer me sacrifices and offerings for 40 years in the desert? No, rather you carried with you the tent for worshipping the god Moloch and the star of the god Raphan, which are idols you made in order to worship them. Therefore, I will exile you beyond Babylon. When our forefathers were in the desert, the tent of the covenant was with them. Musa made it according to the model he saw, as Allah commanded him. After that, our forefathers received it and brought it to this land under the leadership of Yusha. For they entered this land after Allah had driven out from before them the ethnic groups who were in it. The tent stayed here until the time of Daud. Daud found favor with Allah, so he asked Allah to allow him to build a dwelling for him, the sustainer of Yaqub, but it was Sulaiman who built a house for him. However, the Most High Allah does not dwell in houses made by humans. As the Prophet said, Allah said, heaven is my throne, and the earth is the place where I put my feet. So can you build a house for me? Or a place for me to rest in? Didn't I myself make all these things with my hand? Then Stephen said, you stubborn people whose hearts are hard and your ears deaf. You are like your forefathers, always resisting the Holy Spirit. Is there one prophet that they did not persecute? They even killed the apostles of Allah who prophesied beforehand about the coming of the Righteous One. And now you have betrayed him and murdered him. You are the ones who received the Torah, through angels, and yet you did not comply with it. When the council members heard this, they were enraged, and they gnashed their teeth in rage. But Stephen looked to heaven, and being full of the Holy Spirit, he saw the glory of Allah and saw Isa standing to the right of Allah. He said, look! I see heaven open and the one who became man standing to the right of Allah. Then they stopped their ears and shouted at the top of their voices. They all attacked him in unison, took him out of the city, and began to stone him. The witnesses put their coats at the feet of a young man whose name was Saul. As they were stoning Stephen, he prayed and said, Mawlaya Isa, receive my spirit. Then he fell to his knees and shouted, my Lord, do not count this sin against them. And when he had said this, he passed away.